I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. This is the Jalen Wright Rookie Profile episode. Jalen Wright is a fast riser, red hot running back prospect. It's given folks a little bit of excitement in a class that otherwise, you know, maybe hasn't been the most exciting. I'm interested to get into this episode, John, hear your thoughts on Jalen Wright and kind of compare that to what I've seen over the last few years as a Tennessee fan, having seen Jalen Wright, you know, play every single week. But let's go ahead. Let's get into it here, starting with his background.
When I heard he was going to the Senior Bowl back in December, Matt, I broke down the tape and plugged in his numbers. And I was really excited. And I was actually kind of depressed when he didn't show up to Mobile for, you know, injury challenges. He showed up at the combine, Matt, and I was very happy with his performance. In the 40, he logged a 4.38. That's an impressive number for this young man. And we go back to look at what his prospect resume is. The speedster established career best this year in rushing yards with 1,013. Yards per attempt, 7.39, and yards per game, 84.4, on only 137 carries. He was uber efficient, Matt. He became the first Tennessee back to rush for over 1,000 yards since Jalen Hurd in 2015. And I remember breaking down Jalen Hurd in that draft class.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He led all FBS running backs with 7.39 yards per carry, and he logged 6 100-yard games this year for Tennessee. But more impressively, he blasted for over multiple runs of 70-plus yards. When he gets a lane and he's in space, he outruns defenders. And last year in the summer, Bruce Feldman placed him as number 24 on his freaks list. So he had a little bit momentum with his athletic ability there, and he came through. As a sophomore in 2022, he led the team in rushing with 875 yards and scored 10 times. In the SEC, he ranked fifth with 5 30-plus yard runs and finished third with 2 50-plus yard carries. You even go back as a true freshman. He immediately earned playing time and totaled 85 carries for 409 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. Coming out of high school, he was a 3-star recruit in 2021. He enrolled early at Tennessee in January, and he participated in spring practices with the Volunteers. He's a very young prospect, Matt. He's got 3 years under his belt of production. However, what does your film study tell us about Jalen Wright as a prospect?
Yeah, like I said, you know, I've gotten the chance to watch a lot of Jalen Wright live over the last few years as a Tennessee fan. So it has been a little curious to me. I did not expect going into the draft process for Jalen Wright to have this type of ascension in his hype and in his profile going into the NFL draft. So let's get into the tape here and talk about what you see when you watch Jalen Wright's film. You know, for me, you know, starting here with Jalen Wright in totality, I think he does a lot of things well. That's what you're going to hear me say. I'm not sure that he has that, you know, one high-level trait that really pushes his game forward, which, you know, I'll circle back to at the end of this breakdown. But I wanted to lead off with that. You know, you're talking about his speed. He has good straight line speed. You talked about that combine 40 time. That's fantastic. I don't know that we saw 4.38 speed super consistently from Jalen Wright. You know, I think actually when you're watching his film, what's really impressive is that he maintains speed very well through his run. You know, he gets going off the line of scrimmage. He's not super explosive. He's not super bursty to me, but he can get off the line of scrimmage well, and he'll hold that speed downfield. You know, whether it's a 10-yard play, a 20-yard play, he doesn't have that second, third gear. But he moves well from his first gear. So he's kind of got an interesting level of speed in that sense. I like his athleticism. I think he's got good lateral quickness when working in between the tackles. He's got quick feet, and I think that helps him navigate space well. You have to understand, too, playing in the Josh Heupel offense, you're playing in space a lot, and I think that does really help you open up gaps and look well moving laterally. I do like his vision. Again, I think he's got good vision, right? I think he anticipates space well. He's decisive through cutback lanes. So I'd say in terms of his vision, what really jumps out to me is his ability to work cutback lanes. You know, but I do think there's examples of him on tape missing space, not anticipating the second level well. In terms of his strength, I wouldn't say he's a physically overpowering running back. You know, you get to see him play up against SEC defenders. He doesn't look overwhelmed, but he also doesn't dominate. But he is aggressive, which I do appreciate. You know, even if you don't have the most pure strength, when you're aggressive, you're tenacious, you fight for yards, you're willing to be the initiator of contact, seek out that contact, that can help you get those few extra yards on a play. And then in terms of pass catching, you know, I think he's a solid check down option. Wasn't overly utilized in the passing game, but, you know, had fine enough hands when he was. And then, you know, he did display a good anchor, and he read blitzing assignments very well in pass protection. That's an important aspect of being a running back in the Tennessee offense. So, again, you know, obviously his 40 time at the combine suggests that he has high level speed. But that, you know, did show up on tape and didn't show up on tape. And other than that, I don't see one big category that propels him to the top of a set of rankings, right? So there are lots to like about Jalen Wright. I don't know that there's much to love, but I'll translate that into fantasy football production here as we circle back towards the end of the episode. But first, John, need to talk about the tremendous resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We have in-depth rankings. Every NFL draft prospect with fantasy relevance is on those rankings. We got those full film breakdowns. We got the super active Discord with the trade advice, the roster overhauls, the draft advice, so much going on there. Make sure to jump in. Now is the time. February was a huge month. We had a record number of folks join us over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. If you were not one of those and you're watching all of these rookie profiles, make sure that you're one of those people in March, because I'm telling you, there is so much more in terms of how we can help you out with your teams than just what we're giving you here in the rookie profiles. All right, John, that's the film background here. Take us into the stats for Jalen Wright.
When I mentioned my model earlier, there are a lot of data points that my model likes on this young man. Obviously, the first one is the 40-yard dash, which I mentioned, 4.38. But why I think that's significant is his BMI. At 5'11", 210, Matt, he comes in at 29.3. Now, the statistics are pretty overwhelming for a running back to have a BMI of over 30. So he's right on the edge, right? If he was like 212, 213, he'd probably be at that. So I was very happy with his BMI measurement. Another stat that I love, PFF, yards per contact after, yards per contact at, per attempt, 4.35. Man, he's the second best in the class after he gets hit for gaining yards. And then my favorite stat, I said he had only 137 carries. Matt, 35 of them were over 10 yards each. That's amazing. Like, that's one out of five carries taking for over 10 yards. So my model really, really likes him. And I have some questions about the tape. And I know they use those wide stances and Tennessee opens up huge lanes. So I understand those concerns, but the model says he has a pretty good future in the NFL. Matt, well, what we really want to know is, what's his fantasy future? What do you think?
Absolutely, John. Let's put it all together here. Let's talk about that fantasy football translation, starting, as we always do, with that NFL draft capital. For me, he's a day three early selection. You know, round four feels like the right spot. I don't see him going to round five. Maybe he sneaks into the very back end of day two if we get an early run on running backs. You know, maybe, you know, Braylon Allen, Trey Benson, a few of these guys go off the board. There's a little run, and he gets pushed up into day two late. But I think round four is about right for Jalen Wright. And if he does go there, you know, with kind of where his stock is at this point, I would see his fantasy football ADP in the Superflex rookie draft kind of landing in that 208 to 212 range, a late second round selection. And if he's going late second round, John, I would have what I call healthy, you know, exposure to him. You know, I wouldn't be overexposed, but I would have, you know, 11 to 25%. I'm going to be mixing it up with a lot of the running backs that are in my rankings, you know, between 4 and 10 in that late second, early third round range, because, you know, there it's very close in, you know, we don't throw this out a lot. I don't like to use this term a lot, but, you know, I'm reserving the right to move Jalen Wright around post-draft, right? Because really, if you look at the rookie big board right now, like I said, running back 4 to 10, I mean, they are super close in terms of rating. So these guys are going to get jumbled all up depending on how I can plug them into my projection sheet in terms of volume, how I like those landing spots, the offensive lines they're behind, what it looks like for competition early in their career. And Jalen Wright, he's right in that mix. So he could see his value really skyrocket, or he could see himself cooled off a lot. But regardless, you know, he's going to fall, I think, into my flex filler tier, which is, you know, the running backs 3 or 4, you know, so running backs, you know, 30 to 40, you know, 6, 48, somewhere in that range, you know, not the flashiest guy, but you need depth at the running back position, right? Like, you need guys to put in your flex spot in your lineups. You need guys as injuries pile up and the season goes on. And, you know, if Jalen Wright finds himself into a lead volume position, I think he could be really effective in that role, which is where my fantasy football value comp for him right now is Ty Chandler. And I know that doesn't sound like the flashiest of value comparisons, but, you know, I just finished up doing the projections, which will be available. By the way, I do seasonal projections for every fantasy football player, not just rookies. And the pre-free agency version will be available to rookie big board patrons, you know, right after we finish up this round of videos, actually tonight. So anyways, I say that to say, if you look at Ty Chandler, man, like, he's the last man standing in Minnesota. So he's been this like pops of relevance type back. And now as the lead volume, you know, we'll see how free agency shakes out, but he's going to be drafted, you know, a lot higher. And I can see Jalen Wright kind of having a similar fantasy football, you know, value kind of arc to the where Ty Chandler has found himself early on in his career. Remember, Ty Chandler was kind of the sleeper favorite guy too coming out. There were a lot of folks that had a similar level of interest in him. John, just like so many folks have an interest in getting in on the resources available over at patreon.com/rookieboard. Get in on the Discord, get in on the personalized advice, the draft consultations, the rookie guide. So much great stuff happening over at patreon.com/rookieboard. And we appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.